Rarely does a motion picture warm the heart and lift the spirit like Big Friendly Dog.
Roger Ebert.
Big Friendly Dog, a movie for the entire family.
Gene Shalit.
Get in line for the feel-good movie of the decade.
Mr. Rogers.
What is it, Big Friendly Dog? Bring it here, boy. Hey, it's a bag full of money. Good going, Big Friendly Dog.
Big Friendly Dog, the story of a boy, a dog, a bag of money, and two bumbling crooks.
That kid's got a bag full of money.
Yeah, let's get the little fuck.
Watch out for that dog.
Whoa!
You foiled the crooks. Good going, Big Friendly Dog. I love you, Big Friendly Dog. Do you love me? I can tell, because you're getting my face all wet. Ooh, your large pink penis is emerging from its sheath. Well, you showed me yours. Now I guess I have to show you mine, huh? Hey, that's my... Good going, Big Friendly Dog. Good going, boy.
Big Friendly Dog opens Friday.
This film is not yet rated.
Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
You've never once helped a little lady in the kitchen. You've never assisted her with the grocery shopping. But for some reason, when it comes to grilling slabs of flesh over an open fire, it's suddenly a man's job.
You love to handle your meat.
You know precisely how long it takes to cook every variety of meat. A steak, one beer. Brisket, three. An entire suckling pig. Can you say keg?
You're both getting marinated.
When the meat is fully cooked, you're half-baked.
Try not to pass out in the fire. Yeah.
So the next time you're wiping barbecue sauce off every one of your appendages, be sure to thank the guy in the Kiss the Cook apron, passed out in the chaise lounge. Mr. Backyard Barbecuer, a real American hero.
Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
Don't look now, I think the deck is on fire.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
It is Thursday today.
It is all day,
September
I've heard.
September 24th. It is all day.
It is all day, I've heard.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but you have sparkly eyes.
Yeah, I do.
You do. Well, every morning I look forward to coming in because your eyes just sparkle.
Really?
Yeah, it's very welcoming.
It must be all the drugs I'm doing.
Well, it's that until like you open your mouth and I'm like, oh, there goes the spark.
Thank you very much. You decided to give me a hard time.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, the same to you. Oh, man.
It's always good to be here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I'm getting used to it.
We love to have you here.
Thank you.
And apparently the rest of the world does, too.
Oh, goodness. I don't even want to get into that or know why. I hope it's because of my sparkling personality.
Yeah, there you go. People love your voice for some reason. I don't know why, but...
Well, my friends say the same thing. They're like, you're like a loud, annoying Jew, Sherry.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, thanks. Okay, well, I'm going to be on radio.
No, definitely not an annoying Jew at all. Just an irritating Jew.
Wow, I'm getting it right back this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. I woke up excited, though, today. Like, do you ever feel that you're in the right place at the right time in your life? Like, don't you think you should be looking at me across your computer?
Yeah, I do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just... I was driving here and I was looking at the tall palm trees, and it just reminded me of being a kid, like at 15, and coming and visiting LA and being like, I'm going to live here and this is going to be everything I ever wanted. And I felt that this morning driving here. Is that sad? That this is everything I ever wanted.
Not necessarily. It's really good because you're happy with what you have.
Oh,
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Awesome. Awesome. And we have a guest in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're Renata, and you're going to stay far from the mic, or are you going to get any closer?
It drives him crazy. No,
yeah, just kind of like push the...
I'm going to eat it.
Push your head towards it, yeah.
It's like Weird Al. That's an old-timer joke, I guess.
Weird Al? Yeah.
What is he? Because he sings Eat It instead of Beat It.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, no, I remember that one.
Well, you're young. Yeah. Probably. You look 12.
We have to explain all the jokes in here. Nobody gets them.
I think we're just funny to each other.
Yeah. In our own little world.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
The first thing we notice about you is a nice brick tattoo right on your chest.
Well, that's right? What he noticed. Yeah.
How can you not? You're showing it off, obviously.
I noticed the piercings.
Yeah. Well, the piercings are hard to miss. You have two nose piercings.
I do.
How long have you had those?
Oh, God. I've had one of them since I was in grade 8.
Really?
It was my mother's fault. She took me to go and get it.
Really?
I blame her for everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I blame my dad, cool. So we're good.
Yeah, my mom took me for my first piercing. My sister was so pissed off. She's like, I've wanted to get a piercing since I was 12 years old. And like, seriously, I still
12 years
get it
old.
From
wow.
Yeah, I still get it from my sister. She's like, Mom, let you get your piercings first. I was like, that's because I'm the baby. What do you expect? My mom also took me to get my very first tattoo when I was 14 years old. I'm like, this is all your fault, Mom. Yeah. All these tattoos, that's your fault.
Yeah, there you go. You blame your mom. That's usually the best way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, my dad brought me the first guy to fuck.
Yeah.
No, my dad is still the innocent.
That's family, man. I don't think I want to hear more about him.
Me too. I'm done with that. Still nightmares.
So you have a tongue piercing as well. Do you have any other piercings we can't see? Probably, right?
I have my ears stretched.
Oh, really?
I have my septum pierced right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you can't.
Nothing in the nether regions or anything?
Nothing below the belly button.
Really?
Nothing.
Well, you'll get there someday, too.
No.
I can tell you really love piercings.
No, you know, I'm actually over them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been pierced since... Oh, God.
Since 14.
Yeah. It's like last year.
I was like
my 16th birthday.
Yeah.
No, I haven't actually been pierced in probably about 5 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I guess that's a long time, right?
Yeah.
In piercing years.
I used to be pierced.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah. Not as exciting, but I had my nose pierced, my tongue pierced. I thought my tongue piercing would get me over my oral fixation. I really did.
No, it just increased.
I was just like, wow, look what this does now.
I don't think I'll ever be able to take my tongue ring out. I feel naked without it.
Well, I took it out at 30.
I trip on my own tongue if it's out. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, it's really weird.
You'll get to an age. Like when I turned 30, I was like, okay, well, maybe you're not supposed to have a tongue piercing at 30. Like I'm supposed to be a grown up now. So I took it out.
I actually started taking my piercings out. I used to have my labrette pierced. And I was working one day. This was back home in Vancouver. And I'm working. And this woman walks down the street. I was working at a restaurant out front. And she walks down the street. And she was seriously like 45, 50 years old. And she had her labrette pierced. And I was like, okay, I'm done. It's out. I'm over. I can't do this. And that was it. And I literally have not been pierced since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
turned you off to it.
Yeah, totally. The tattoos, though, there's still plenty of those to come, to my mother's dismay.
I see. Okay. But no clit piercing or anything like that, right? Would that be too painful for you?
I just have never had an interest in that.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. No.
I don't know why I still smile when you ask these questions like I'm shocked or something.
I mean, that's a natural question to ask, no?
I thought you said clitoris is better.
I was offered it once. This woman was like, do you want to get your clit pierced for free? And I was like, oh, for free. And she's like, but you have to videotape it. And I was And then she's like,
is that like an instructional video or something?
Well, that's what they told me at first. They're like, it's going to be an instructional video and it's going to be submitted to, you know, like piercers across the nation. And I was like, okay, well, will they see me? And they're like, no, like, no headshots, no nothing. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of interested in that. And the next thing I know, they're like, so it's actually going to be like a dominatrix scene, and you're going to be dominated by some chick. And I was like, hell no.
And then also, she's going to pierce it with her mouth.
Yeah. And I met the girl I was supposed to do it with, because she was a friend of a friend of mine, and I was like, no. Ran the other way screaming.
I like how they just introduce it, though. It's just going to be for video.
It's going to be, you know, promotional. Yeah. Like, we're going to show people how to do this. Oh, yeah, we're also going to show them how how to whip you and tie you up and, you know, stomp on your head. And
that way you don't feel the pain down there.
Exactly. Yeah. Apparently that's the way it's done.
Yeah. And what about nipples? You have something there?
I used to.
Oh, you used to. You used see, to. I mean, you figure, you know, if somebody's got a few, they probably have them all over the place, right?
Yeah. 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 Oh, totally. Yeah.
But you still, I mean, you keep your face rather clean, you know? I mean, you don't have the eyebrow thing.
Or the dimples. You have dimples. They look cute in there. I love silver on the face.
Yeah?
I do.
It kind of look really
cool.
I
loved myself with a nose ring like that, and I wanted the eyebrow, but I was like, actress. Yeah. You know, that's not really going to go over very well.
I've never been a fan of eyebrow piercings.
Really?
I'm all about symmetry.
Yeah.
And honestly, Fergie kind of destroyed it for me. I'm sorry. Take that thing out, woman. Just take it out, all right? Come on. Seriously.
Yeah.
It just looks bad. Like, they're just... I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan at
all. Do people ever mistake the nose piercing for a booger or something?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
One of those big silver boogers. I mean,
you would be surprised.
Yeah, if you have something coming out of your nose.
I was going to say something like, did everyone ever, like... mistake of you for a bull.
Actually, when I had my septum pierced, because the septum is the one right in the middle, all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom used to come up and, like grab me by and, like, drag me around the house and stuff. I was like, my mom, that's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
My dad actually stopped talking to me for a couple hours when I got it because he was so angry with me.
Yeah.
Really. He ignored me. He pulled
So is that why you people do it? Why did you do all the piercing?
I just think they look good.
Really?
Yeah.
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 It was never like to be different or, I mean,
no.
Like rebellious or something.
Come on, I'm 5'11" and like.
Look 9.
Yeah. I was always like the tall, gangly girl. I was always going to be looking different anyway. I was the alternative kid in high school that, you know, listened to punk rock music and wore skirts over top of pants and army boots. And
but when did that happen though? Like, were you always feeling different or is when people started treating you differently, then you're like, well, I'm going to be different?
My family has always been different. Like,
you're just a bunch of freaks.
Yeah, pretty much, actually.
That's awesome.
Like, it's just gone through. I mean, if you ever met my mom, you'd be like, oh yeah, okay.
Are they like hippies and stuff?
Oh God, no.
Really?
No. My parents were the biggest squares. My mom has informed me that she tried smoking pot once.
Uh-huh.
In her life.
So I did rebel. Like, she went the complete opposite. Like, I'm going to be nothing like them.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. My mom met Jim Morrison.
Oh.
Really?
And she, to this day, says he's the most disgusting man she's ever seen in her entire life.
Really?
I'm like, you are not my mother. Who are you? Yeah, she says that we're all adopted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where you guys came from. Stork dropped you off and I couldn't send you
back.
That's
nice.
That's a convincing story.
Yeah, you're awesome. Thanks.
Actually, kids will believe anything.
Yeah.
I just have to say this. I went out with my friend yesterday, one of my best friends from high school that we reconnected on Facebook, and he was talking about his kids, and he was always this clown and just would get away with anything. He was telling me a story about how his kid's hamster died, and he didn't want to tell his children, so he went out to go replace it. Well, I guess they discontinue. I don't know how you discontinue a hamster, but they discontinue this type of hamster, and so he brought it home, and it was much smaller and a different color than the other hamster, and he told his kids, he walked in the room, and he was like, guys, he was like, you know, they left him out in the sun or something like that. I don't know. But he said, you know, just so you know, whoever hasn't been eating a lot, so he's lost some weight. And we had left him out in the sun, so he's changed color. And they looked at him, and the daughter started crying, going, I liked him the old way. Like, started crying. And from this day forward, they still, like, believe that story. I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to have, like, they're going to be, like, 18 years old, and they're still going to have the same hamster.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, I just found it hilarious, like, how, like, you know, impressionable children are.
Yeah.
Well, those poor kids are going to go to school one day and be like, I have a morphing hamster. And their friends will be like, no, you don't.
Not only did the hamster lose weight, but he got much shorter, too. Yeah. Thought it was funny.
That's so cruel.
So you and the stork, back to that.
Me and the stork, yes. Me and my sister.
And that stork landed where? In Vancouver, right?
No, actually in Kelowna, British Columbia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 4 hours east of Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
It's a hole.
It's a hole.
It's a hole.
Yeah, but Vancouver is nice, though,
Vancouver's
right?
Vancouver is beautiful.
I mean, did you end up moving there to Vancouver?
Oh, yeah. If you're in Kelowna, you get out of Kelowna real fast.
Kelowna.
I graduated. I was on a countdown from a year before graduation to, like, I'm moving to Vancouver in 320 days. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you move to Vancouver, and Vancouver's beautiful. It's got two seasons. I mean, there's winter and July.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah. How come you don't go, don't you know, or whatever, however Canadians speak?
Don't you know, eh? I'm such a hoser. Stop being such a hosehead, eh?
Yeah, that. Why don't you do that?
Well, because I'm a West Coast Canadian, and West Coast Canadians don't really
West
have
side.
Much of an accent. West side. Okay. It's the East Coasters. They're the ones that talk really funny, like
right,
Newfoundland.
Think, yeah.
And,
oh, okay.
I've got a good friend, and she's actually from Halifax. And yeah. I said to her one day, I'm just like, Jules, like, you don't even have an accent. And she's like, oh, no, I have an accent. And I was like, well, let's hear it. And she's like, no. I'm like, come on, give it to me. She's like, promise me you're not going to laugh. I'm like, dude, I've heard East Coasters talk before. I can't promise you that at all. And she's like, okay, fine. So she's in there and she gets all settled. And like, she's preparing for this. She's like, okay. We're going to go out to the bar, we're going to drive real far, and we're going to be in the car. And I was just like, I couldn't stop. I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Do it again. She's like, fire, car, and that's exactly how
it sounds like you're from Wisconsin or like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like, same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
It's cold, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you've got your French people, you know, like the Quebecers, they've got their accents, and I can't even fake those. But West Coasters, we don't really have...
Yeah.
The accents.
You're
going
more
on.
Influenced by the United States and stuff, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I know about Canadians is they have accents and I was told they're dumb. Don't they have
Ouch!
That? No, I don't. I just, it's a stereotype. I'm
it's
a
okay.
cheap Jew, supposedly.
Canadians are told the same thing about Americans.
Okay. Really? Good, so we're even.
And you get made fun of on South Park.
Yeah, we do. I'm so glad my head doesn't come in half.
That's actually what I learned about Canadians from South Park.
Really? Yeah, that's why you feel that way.
Oh, yeah. That's a good source of education right there.
TV is my source of education.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah, okay.
But I mean, Americans like Canadians, I think, for the
Everybody
most part,
likes
right?
Canadians.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Canadians.
No, I didn't say they weren't nice. They were just dumb.
No, I know. I didn't say that you did. You don't have to apologize.
All my Canadian friends are going to be listening to this. They're going to be like, that bitch. We're going to kill her.
I'll join the club.
Yeah, there's a long line. Take a number.
Sam's
she
number
offends
one.
Just about everybody.
But then I apologize. It's all very passive aggressively.
Yeah.
under the disguise that I'm all peace and love.
Yeah.
Like, fuck him. I mean, I'm not judging or anything.
No.
But seriously, fuck you.
Yeah. It's just I watch too much South Park.
Yeah. No, Canadians we're actually really liked by everyone. I don't know. It's really weird.
You're pretty neutral, you know.
We are.
I mean,
we're very neutral.
You know, not a lot of racism and stuff going on there.
No,
right?
No, not really. I mean, we're a very multicultural country. Vancouver is, it's known as Hongcouver.
Hongcouver?
Hongcouver.
I see. Like a lot of people from Hong Kong. A
lot of Asians in Vancouver.
Definitely not Hongcouver, then.
That's no. I didn't notice
not
that.
There's like four
Asians.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of Asians. There's probably about 4 black people in the city, I think.
Yeah.
Then it would be called Hong Kong.
They managed to sneak in.
And they're all incredibly tall. I was actually two of my good guy friends from Vancouver. They're both black guys, and they're both minimum like 6'7".
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how tall are they?
Yeah, that's the third leg you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Although, I don't know. There's some Caucasian boys. My ex-roommate, he was... He was 6'5", and he was like 150 pounds, and I always used to bug him. I was like, Robert, I swear to God, like, you're 6'5", 150 pounds, and I swear to God, like, 100 pounds of that is in your penis.
Really?
That's it.
Now, this is your roommate? So
my ex-roommate, yeah.
Your ex-roommate, then you get to see his penis.
Oh, yeah.
How come?
Because it used to be in our mouth.
Oh.
We had a fling for a while.
You did.
That's why they're not roommates
before,
anymore.
I see, okay.
Before we were roommates, actually.
Yeah, actually.
We had the fling, yeah.
You see, Sherry, that's what happens. You fall in love with someone, then you become roommates.
I didn't say there was any love involved.
The love is gone.
I didn't say there was any love involved there. That was a fling. I don't do
you
love.
You already taught me, Sam, that love does not last. It doesn't exist. I'm getting there.
I totally deconstructed her optimism in a week and a half.
It's okay, I'll help with that, because I'm basically on the same page as you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like,
it's an uphill battle for Sherry, you know, because the rest of the world is really negative.
I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Get negative, damn it, get negative.
Yeah. No, don't change. We need, you know, bright lights sometimes.
Someone emailed me that yesterday. They're like, can you move to New York and spread your positivity?
Yeah.
And I was like, you could just listen to me on the radio.
Yeah. In New York, you'll never be able to, man.
There's
you
winter
won't win.
In New York.
Oh, you don't
people
like winter.
They're sure pretty bitter, though.
No, they're just real.
I see. Okay.
Really bitter.
I love. See, I think New York people are fantastic.
So do I.
Yeah. I love New York. It's the very first time I ever went there. It was a shit show getting there because airlines broke my baggage, and then the hotel that I was staying at, which wasn't even a hotel, it was like, oh god, it was disgusting. I stayed in like a 4x7 room that was cement, and you could hear people like throwing up next door, and like
And they charged you $200 a night.
Yeah. No, they charged me $200 for a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Which is why.
Well,
I
that's a
there.
Great bargain for people vomiting.
Yeah, exactly. And you like have to wear sandals.
They
in
should
the
have paid you to be there.
I know, right? I went into the bathroom one night, and there was like a cockroach swimming around the toilet. I'm like, I don't really have to go to the bathroom. That's fine. I'll have to wait. Going to the washroom the other morning, somebody was throwing up. I'm like, I really don't need to brush my teeth.
It's like
there I am
in
the restaurant
dorm.
Brushing my teeth. Yeah. Yeah. It was really bad. But the first person that I met there, she's just some random woman in a restaurant, and shares a newspaper with me and buys me my breakfast and like took me over to the hotel to make sure that I got, like, she was amazing. She was like, if you need somewhere to stay, you can stay on my couch.
Wow.
I was like,
that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's awesome, but I'm going to stay at this crappy hotel. Thank you.
No, they're,
I love
they're
New Yorkers.
Cool, so do I.
Yeah.
For $200 a week, what do you expect? You know, I mean, that actually sounds like a palace.
Yeah, yeah.
For $200
you know,
in New York.
And it stunk like bleach, so at least I knew that it was clean.
Yeah.
I was stoked. I was like, it's clean. It smells
clean
like Clorox.
Yeah.
Like,
this
yeah.
They make sure they clean all the cum stains. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was
I had
that
job for a week.
Were you causing them, though?
I'm the fifth. But I wasn't using, like, rags and stuff to clean up the stains.
Oh.
Just remotely.
I was just thinking with my mouth.
You tend to do that a lot.
Someone's got to. Tough job.
My dad is never allowed to listen to this radio show.
Yeah. Sounds like me.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, no dad's listening.
My mom would love it.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure she's going to listen to every word you have to say. So what age were you when you moved to Vancouver? Was that like right for college?
Yeah. Yeah, right after I graduated from high school. I went down there for fashion design school, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to be a fashion designer.
Yeah, you were going to be. What about now?
I hate sewing.
Oh, really?
I hate sewing.
Can't you hire someone to assist, you know, do that? You just do
the
sketches?
Yeah, you need a lot of money for that.
Oh, right. That
money
problem
again. Yeah, that whole thing, yeah. So it was funny, actually, when I decided that I didn't want to do fashion design anymore, I was afraid, petrified to tell my mother because she had supported me through 3 years of college and two different schools and, you know, okay, here's some money for rent and going all this money into debt. And I decided, and so I'm talking to my dad. I'm like, okay, Dad, I've come to a conclusion. Don't tell Mom yet. I'm not ready for her to know. And he's just like, okay, I won't tell. Well, what's the decision? I'm like, I don't want to do fashion. He's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. I was thinking either, you know, hairdressing or becoming a tattoo artist. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay, well, you know, and we're just kind of chit-chatting and then I'm like, just whatever you do, don't tell Mom. And what happens? Mom walks in the door.
Yeah.
Don't tell Mom what? Nothing. No. What? Don't tell me what? I'm like, no, I'll tell you later. No, tell me now. So finally I'm like, okay, fine. I don't want to do fashion anymore. And she was just like, oh, I could have told you that. I'm like, really? Do you think you could have told me that three years and like $20,000 ago? And she's just like, yeah, well, you know, you wouldn't have listened to me. I was like, that's true. And she's like, so what do you want to do now? And if you say tattoo artist, I'm going to kick your ass. I was like, hairdresser. I want to be a hairdresser. Now I'm a hairdresser.
Cool. Let's take a quick phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this? Hello?
Is this Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought Shari Edwards was going to be interviewed.
She is, at 9:30.
Oh, at 9:30?
Right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Are you just waiting for her interview? Is that why you're calling?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you know you're on the air, right?
Oh, well, I know now.
Yeah. Well,
you wanted
the interview bad enough, you called right into the show.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Where are you calling us from?
Hemet.
Hemet, California?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
where's
wow.
That?
Yeah, that's an obscure place somewhere.
I'm surprised you knew California.
Yeah.
That was just a
guess. I heard of it.
Well, aren't you enjoying yourself listening?
Yeah.
Not so much.
I always enjoy myself.
Yeah, you're listening to the wrong show, maybe. I don't know, but the interview will start in a few minutes, so you can go ahead and listen online.
All righty.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What a sweet lady, huh?
Where the heck is Hammett?
So back to your tattoos and your...
Apparently she doesn't like the Canadians. It's like, never the Canadians, right, Sherry Edwards? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, she's that's like, a good idea. You know, call into CNN, aren't you, you know, to Larry King. Aren't you supposed to interview such and else. Such?
This is probably like the only day she listens to the show because it's too risque for her. She's like, where's that nice person? Yeah.
She does not sound like our target audience.
At all. When she said she always enjoys herself, I wanted to say so much, but I'm like, Sherry, behave.
I saw you biting your tongue there.
I totally did.
I was kind of a little as well. I'm like, oh, God, no.
I was like, respect, respect.
But Hemet is a little town. The only reason I know it is because when you take flying lessons, they have you do solo flight to there.
Oh.
Yeah, they have like a small airport and stuff.
Did you take flying lessons?
Yeah, I did when
That's
I was in
awesome.
Vegas. Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
Really?
I jumped out of an airplane and went skydiving.
Really? Mm-hmm.
You're crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
No, I loved it. Yeah. Loved it.
Except when I tell you my little story, when I went...
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, ruin what I love again.
Doing some solo.
I love skydiving. Now you won't. Can't win here.
All right, he got me there.
This is going to prove how much you love it, though.
What I'm going to do is reflect back to him how terrible and negative he is.
Yeah. She's going to hold a mirror to me, yeah.
No, I want to hear the story.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've told it so many times, I don't really feel like telling it, but okay. I'll give you the short version, okay? I was flying solo, you know, just practicing and stuff. And, you know, usually when you learn how to fly, they have you practice a lot of stalls and stuff, so you know how to get out of one. So I created a stall, you know, and then suddenly the nose turns down and suddenly the plane is heading towards Earth, okay? Towards the ground.
That's a stall, all right.
And this is like a vertical.
Like nosedive?
Yes. And the plane is spinning as well at the same time. And I'm just seeing the ground coming towards me and I'm just yelling, no, God, not yet. You know, I'm not ready.
I don't mean to laugh, but I do.
That's actually what I was doing. And so I'm like, you know, but when you do this, you have no control with the steering wheel or anything,
Okay.
You have to use the pedals and stuff. And thankfully, he had taught me how to do this before. But, you know, when you're staring death in the face, you don't remember everything. So I started, you know, fucking with all the controls, nothing worked. And then finally, I remembered what I had to do. So I pressed the pedal and you have this G-force on your head where you don't even know which direction you're looking,
okay.
You know, and luckily I was at a high altitude. If not, man, I would have fucking hit the ground.
Wow.
Yeah. That was so fucking scary, you know.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when you figured out what to do, was it like this clear, you know, thing, you know what I mean? Like you were like pressing everything and then you finally
yeah,
figured
like
it out.
Yeah, I'm like going like, oh yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, it's the
it
left
just came
pedal.
To you.
It was
yeah,
like the little
pedal
light above your
stuff.
Head or you're like, oh.
Yeah, no lights, you know, oh, just okay. Me and God alone.
But yeah, that's a big light, a big, huge white one.
Yeah.
Well, you would think after that experience that you'd be like, I'm so grateful to be alive. I love everything.
I am. And then I quit flying.
And now you live in fear.
Yeah. Actually, I went back to flying. I just stopped short a few hours of getting my license.
I always wanted to do that. It seems really
Yeah, it's a lot cool, of fun, you know. It's a lot of fun. But not a lot of people will go up with you, you know.
After
most
that experience.
People are scared. Yeah,
I would never fly with you if I had heard that.
Well, thank you very much.
Please don't practice your stalls. Please, just whatever you do.
Well, skydiving, you know, you actually expect to hit the ground with skydiving.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're prepared for that.
Yeah. It was the parachute part, though. It was freaky. But the free falling was amazing.
Really?
But then once the parachute opened, like, it like jerks
you
so
out.
Hard. I was in so much pain.
Really?
I was a lot heavier, and they were like, oh, the parachute is one size fits all. I'm like, not my size. So, like, I'm in such pain up in the air, and it's, like, straddling your thighs.
Oh.
And then the guy behind me, well, the one who was flying on my back, he goes, okay, I'm just going to loosen your harness a little bit. I'm like, you're going to do what? And he was like, no, and like one side at a time. And I'm 12,000 feet in the air, like, and he's letting go of my harness.
Like, can you not do that, please?
Like, at least put your arms around me and hold me. It was the most incredible thing
ever.
You
say that a lot, though, don't you?
I do, just especially when they're behind me. I'm glad you brought it back. I was talking something non-sex when you had to bring it back there. It's not my fault.
You should try having a conversation, like a dinner conversation in my family. Oh my God, my mom one day, okay guys, we are not going to talk about sex at the dinner table. What's the thing we talk about? The entire meal. Sex.
Yeah.
even though your parents are all square, you said?
Oh yeah. Oh, my mom was a square when she was younger, but she's
okay.
She's an interesting
They're closeted
lady.
Freaks.
Yeah. No. My mom, not my dad. Let's not talk about my dad like that.
All right. Let's not talk about your dad. Okay. So we're going to call our guest. Her name is Shari Edwards, and she also spells it with an A.
Oh.
It's Sharry.
Oh.
And
She's one of those.
Yeah, almost.
I'm still original.
Yeah. So we're going to call her, and she's an expert on voice and vocal profiling. And that sounded pretty interesting.
Hello?
Yes. Shari, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sam. I recognized your voice.
Wonderful. Well, so you've obviously been listening to the show, which you shouldn't. but we're going to have a very clean segment with you, obviously, because you're a serious person, and you're known as the modern keeper of the Holy Grail. What does that mean?
Well, number one, you guys are a hard act to follow.
Really? Well, but we already got a call from a listener who was waiting for your
interview.
Yeah,
she wasn't amused with our show. She couldn't wait for you.
Gotta have a fun side of life.
Wonderful. Shari, why are we calling you? What part of the country are you in?
Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, okay, cool.
Nowhere, Ohio.
Nowhere, Ohio. Okay, yeah, I don't know anybody. Actually, I do. Someone from Cleveland. Yeah, but that's about it. Where in Ohio? Is it near a city that we know?
Nowhere. Ohio.
That's the name of it.
That's the name of it is Nowhere.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I want to live there.
Yeah.
The biggest thing about Ohio is most people who live elsewhere are from here.
Oh, really? Everybody comes from there. Yeah, well, obviously, there's not much to do there. So tell us a little bit about, you call this bioacoustics, is that what it is?
Yes. In a nutshell, it's like young men going through puberty and their voice changes in because of their hormones. So we found out what those changes are. We related them to hormones, and then we went on to do nutrients and pathogens, and we decoded the swine flu. We can anything that's going on in your system, we can look at it through a vocal print, through your words and the frequencies of your voice. And this is very ancient kind of stuff. It's been all over the Da Vinci Code. We've been named as a modern keeper of the Holy Grail information that they mention in the Da Vinci Code movies.
Right.
And we've done stuff like, we just did an evaluation of Obama's voice to see if he was telling the truth about taking these swine flu shots.
Right. And what'd you find out?
But he really thinks I don't like saying this, I don't want it to be true, but he thinks he's doing the country a good service. He really believes that, mm-hmm. but he is very concerned about the safety of his family because of it.
Yeah. So how did you discover that there are things in the voice that you can actually extrapolate from that about a person?
Because I have a very unusual talent, probably unlike anybody on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and I can hear things about people from their voice because my ears are constructed differently. I'm a mutant.
And really?
My voice is constructed differently, and I could hear things like, oh, that person just had a fight, or that person did whatever.
Right.
And we put it in a computer so everybody can do it. And we want to give those computer programs away to anybody that wants to get in touch with us.
Really? Wow.
Go ahead. Do you find that as a like a sort of sixth sense, like a psychic type thing?
Well, people used to think it was psychic. Psychic means knowing something you know, but not knowing how you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we know how this happens now. Like, you have some hormonal issues, and Sam has some allergies, and you can just tell by listening to your voice.
Really? I have allergies for women. I think you're right.
Hormonal?
That probably sounds about right.
Right. So, wow.
It has to do with your words. It has to do with the frequencies and sounds of your voice.
I see. Go ahead.
And we can look at anything we want, like why Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's and probably how to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped James Marshall. I don't know if you're familiar with who he is.
No, I'm not.
I've heard the name.
Yeah.
He played in A Few Good Men and on Twin Peaks and...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't get past this hormonal issue. I'm like, what's wrong with my hormones?
They're raging.
Yeah.
Give us a call back and we'll do an evaluation for you. We can do it over the phone.
Really? Okay. That's cool.
Anyway, he took some medication and it sort of, it dissolved his intestines. Mm-hmm. And he was in the hospital for 2 years, and we were able to help bring him out of that. Right. When he said, when they told him, he's just going to die, go home and die.
Really?
So it's things like that.
Yeah.
Incurable kinds of, oh, Star Trek medicine. That's what we're doing here.
Right. So is this pretty scientific?
Yes, it's all controlled. A lot of them are double blind. We're doing a project for the Army right now to help the returning soldiers who've had traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's pretty serious.
Right. Yeah, I would say.
But we also want to reach out to the public, because we know that whoever controls health is going to control the people. And with all of this boahoo going on with shots, swine flu shots, and 9/11, and what happened there, and that all coming back with Charlie Sheen stuff, we want to be able to give that back to the people.
Right.
It needs to be in the hands of the people. And we're a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to disseminate this information. So that's why we're offering the free software.
Oh, wonderful. And what is the website that people can go to?
Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sound, nutrasound.com.
Mm-hmm. And so there's more information on, it's called the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, right?
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead.
They can download the software from a site called Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org. They don't ask you your email. They don't pop up any advertisement.
Right.
The instructions are right there below it. This is really a free gift to the community, so that people can look at what's really going on.
Right. So, I mean, what is the software? What does it do for you?
Well, one of them that we can do over the phone tells me about personality. And in your case, it would tell me you have the noted E in stress, you have some sinus upper allergy kinds of things going on, that you're not satisfied with just having one person around you all the time. I'll be polite about that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You've got two right
I think
now.
My wife already noticed.
I'm realizing that now.
That you like a lot of feedback, you like accolade, and that's one of the things you strive for.
Right.
You also have some B notes in stress, which is a bit of circulation. So,
yeah,
I mean,
probably.
I'm just hearing that.
Yeah.
The computer does a better job than I do.
Really? So a person just has to talk into the computer and this will analyze their voice?
It will. Six little hits of a button and it'll pop it right out of their machine.
Really? Wow, that's pretty cool. So, let's see.
So what's the ultimate mission or goal of this? Is to get people to figure out what's wrong with them or what ultimately?
Well, look at this idea of the movie The Secret. Everybody loved it.
Right.
Everybody, oh, my intention is great and wonderful, but people didn't know what their intention was. What did they really want?
Right.
So this gets you to your inner source. It tells you what's real for you, what kind of person you are, what kind of partner you are, where there's compatibility, where there isn't, what kind of job you want. But it also can tell you your hormones are upset. We had a doctor come in. He had supposedly multiple sclerosis. And we looked at his voice and said, you don't have multiple sclerosis, you have damage to your spine.
Mm.
And he was in a little scooter and his nerves were degenerating. And they told him to go home and die. And it took us from November of 1 year to May the next year, and we helped him regenerate all of his nerves from the waist down. And
really?
He's up walking and doing his job
wow.
again.
How did you do that?
We gave him back the frequencies that his brain lacked.
Mm-hmm.
So that his body would do what it should do in the first place.
Wow.
Technically, he lacks periaxin and stearic acid, but that's probably too much information.
Yeah, too much information. Yeah.
So basically, he was misdiagnosed, and you guys got the right diagnosis and got him the help he needed.
Absolutely. We get a lot of couples in here. Why aren't we getting along? We can do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people with immune disorders or I just don't feel good, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
We work with a lot of doctors. We train a lot of people to do this, and there is a center in L.A.
Uh-huh.
called the Light Life Center,
uh-huh.
and it's run by Renee Allman and James Marshall, if anybody wants more information, or they can get in touch with us.
Right, right. Now, how did you get into this, Sherry?
I was born with this gift,
mm-hmm.
and my family thought I was crazy,
yeah.
that I could hear sounds from people's ears, and I could tell what they were thinking. Mm-hmm. Like I said to my husband this morning, one of the very first things he's going to ask me is about Ohio, where it is, where do we live in Ohio?
Oh, so and you knew that already.
And I needed to be prepared to answer that.
Right. That was a good answer. Well, so you've always had this gift, and so you feel you're the only one who has this?
Probably not, but Sylvia Franck, in her book, The Tree of Life and Holy Grail, she mentioned, like, Royal Rife and Wilhelm Reich and Tesla and all of these great, wonderful energy workers, people, and
right.
she named us as the modern keeper of the Holy Grail information. They ought to have us in that next Da Vinci movie.
Right.
Because we can, you know that little thing on Star Trek where they go, and the bones healed? We can do that.
Really?
We've done it many, many times.
Wow. I have a question. How does this translate, if this is your gift, how does this translate over to a computer? Like, how does the computer figuring out what is something that is your gift? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I
hear things, and you have something called an otoacoustic emission coming out of your ear, and they've proven it, that that's what I'm hearing all along. And it also manifests through your voice. So you can talk to us for 30 seconds into our computer, and we can give you a nutrition analysis. We can tell you whether you're going to have cancer 10 years down the road. We can look at your proteins. We can look at your cholesterol levels, your insulin levels, whether or not you're going to be Alzheimer's in 10 years, blood clotting, how you eat your food, what food you shouldn't eat, allergies. We do a lot with autistic kids.
Wow.
We did a lot with, you know, this stuff coming up with Charlie Sheen, and he wants 20 minutes with the president, and in his letter, he forgets to mention information. We went to ground zero. We know what causes the fireman's cough. We could have helped them, and they turned around, and we proved it to them. We went to the union, and we proved it to them, and they turned around and said, okay, if you pay for it, we'll let you do it. You know, and they're getting in millions, and I'm this nonprofit little broke company down here in the middle of nowhere, and what they wanted me to spend was 4 years of my entire budget.
Right.
But look at the billions that we could have saved them. We know that it's a chemical called Mirax that was causing the fireman's cough. We also predicted that this is going to be a surge of early age onset breast cancer for women around ground zero, and it is almost up 30% now.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
We can look at a lot of predictive medicine and tell people a lot of things that they should have known and could have known, because we just found this code inside your voice, all of these harmonics, and I know that sounds really serious,
right?
But we found all these codes, and we broke the code just by trial and error, and we've got a lot of publications if people want to look at that.
Okay.
And it's just incredible. We've been censored about it. That's the crazy part. We have a doctor and his family that had the swine flu, and it was Tamiflu resistant, and we used our frequencies and was able to turn that around, and we put out a press release, and they censored us,
really?
saying the FDA would not allow them to print anything like this, and that our story was not compelling news.
Right.
Okay, cured swine flu with frequency from the inside out, and that's not compelling news.
Yeah, that's true. But you can expect a lot of skepticism because it's something new, you know, and you're making claims and stuff. But it sounds fascinating to me. If you want to find out more, go to Nutrasounds.com. And also, what was the other one? Where can we get the software from?
Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org. Or they could just write to me at sound@vocalprofiling.com.
Sounds good. Sherry, it's very fascinating. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm definitely going to get more into it because it sounds interesting, you know. And
I'm checking my hormones out.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah, no, you got it all concerned.
You're just not going to let that go, are you?
No. Well, get in touch if you want us to do your voice, and you'll be sent 4 or 5 pages of good information.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, Sherry, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and good luck.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So So, yeah, I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, you can't fight it, you know.
No, why would you want to? Miss Optimistic.
Well, no, you know what I was thinking when she was talking about that, you know, they're fighting against it. Well, it's back to that whole conspiracy of, you know, knowing, you know, cures for things and, you know, still trying to sell medicine and all that and keep people, you know, taking people's money.
Yeah.
Not her, but, you know, the government and all that stuff, if you believe that.
Yeah, I guess. You know? Yeah.
I don't know. I might give a call. Yeah.
I think that the most amazing thing is how big, like, I didn't realize, like, I mean, I just moved down here a month and a half ago, and swine flu down here, it's like this big epidemic for you guys, hey?
No.
Hey?
Not hey at all.
we're supposed to say A, not hey, okay? I'm not kidding. I don't say that.
I don't
a
know. I haven't
much.
Seen any swine flu around here at all.
Okay.
Me neither.
She's just, I don't know, like a family having swine. It just, it always
makes
me laugh.
My niece has been, whatever the swine flu is that you don't die from, the grade
you don't,
2 one.
See,
I don't
the
know.
Thing is,
she has it.
Swine flu is the same symptoms as your regular flu, and more people die from regular flu than die from swine flu.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I actually, my boss freaked out once at my old salon that I used to work at, and I was really sick. I had a really bad flu for a while, and she was, I came into work and she was just like, okay, I'm going to see if the walk-in clinic will take you. And right. So like, what are her symptoms? And you know, flu symptoms. Well, she feels nauseous. She's
shaking.
Sweaty. She's got shakes, you know, she's really, you know, just a loss of energy. And they're like, oh my God, she has swine flu. Send her to the emergency room right away. And I was like, are you joking me?
Yeah.
And so I actually had to go into the emergency room.
Really?
And the woman's like me. She's like, what are we doing for you? I'm like, I need to be tested for swine flu. I was so embarrassed
Did
to even
put a mask
say
on?
It. No, not at all. She's like, yep, okay. Sends me into the doctor's office, and then the doctor comes in, and he's like, who said you had swine flu? I'm like, I don't know. My boss called this walk-in clinic, and they told me to come here, and he's like, they just didn't want to take you in themselves. And so him and I literally, like, me and this doctor sat there for about 20 minutes just laughing about the ridiculousness of the whole swine flu epidemic.
Uh-huh.
Really?
And then I had to put
just
on
putting
a mask.
Terror in people.
Yeah.
Oh, how long did you have to keep the mask on for?
As I walked through, he's like, look, I know you don't have it, but he's like, it's just, this is what we're supposed to do. And he's like, oh yeah, and you have to take 7 days off work. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Please, no. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you tell your
sick,
boss,
please.
You're like, you were exactly right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I needed that. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk, only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
Welcome back to Her Word, where women, lesbians, and all sexual minorities of color get their chance to really talk and discuss issues, a chance to counter the din of white male patriarchically based propaganda, which currently dominates the mainstream media.
Yeah, we'd like to give a big smile and a thank you to our sponsor, Bikes for Dykes, providing environmentally friendly alternative non-motorized transportation for the health-conscious lesbian woman. They paid our phone bill this week.
Right. Let's take some calls. Today's topic, trends in same-sex marriages. Greetings, sister. You're on Community Access Radio.
Hey, is this that phone line with the lesbians?
Yes, this is Her Word, a community forum for the discussion of lesbian issues.
Okay, see, I want some of that hot lesbo action. I got my credit card.
Sir, so what's your comment
right
on today's topic?
Look, I don't know about none of that. I just know that there's nothing I like better than the idea of two hot-looking chicks just going at it right there and me watching and grabbing my...
Excuse me, this program is for women. It's not here to satisfy your prurient interests. It's designed to be a safe place for women to discuss issues of concern to them.
Well, look, forget all that crap. Just give me the beaver bumping action that I crave. You know what I'm saying? I got my credit card ready.
I cannot even express how offended I am by that caller. As a matter of fact, I think we should stop the show just right now and have an emergency women's caucus to refocus.
Please call us right now if you can offer support and advice on how to deal with this egregious form of verbal injustice that we have just heard.
I feel like I've been raped. I mean, hello, you're on Her Word. Would you like to express your outrage?
Yeah, you bet. I'm outraged. I hate men. That's why I only like pussy.
Sir, we told you this program is for women only.
I am a woman.
Oh, what?
No, I ain't no man. I'll play along here. I can get into it, role playing.
Oh,
I hate men. You know, they're pigs.
You are not a woman. You are the misogynist who just called here.
No,
and you have not
I'm a woman. I'm a big, hairy woman. I got thick, coarse hair all over my body. and I want you two lesbos to lick
it. Buddy, this is not a sex line. Callers to this program need to offer topics of legitimate interest to women.
Okay, okay, I get it. You're into talking about politics and stuff?
Yeah, that's the commitment of this program.
That gets you hot, huh?
No.
Okay, I got a question for you, baby. What about the challenges in discriminatory hiring practices and shit facing lesbians of color in the political arena?
That's a good issue of concern to a lot of women.
People like you, sir, who make it so hard for them.
Yeah,
it's the ruling white capitalist class who continue their centuries-long tradition of racist hegemony and oppression of not only women, but all non-white people.
Yeah,
that is so right.
Oh, men are pigs. We're nasty, dirty little pigs rolling around in the mud. They're little pink. But sticking up,
I think
waiting to be spanked.
Lesbians of color in the political arena face a triple whammy. Phallocentrism and heterodoxy stereotype them as deviants. They also face oppression
Keep
and prejudice for men, which all non-whites, including women of color, face in the spectrum of Aryan supremacy. I think women need to rise up. They need to cast off the shackles of the patriarchal lies that have subjected us to a millennia of servitude and oppression. Since the beginning of time, we women of the earth mother have faced perils and pitfalls thrown at us from every angle of society that doesn't believe in us. Society in which we are invisible. Invisible and voiceless.
That's
we
right.
We say nay.
Nay.
We reject you, male animal. We reject your
an
lies.
Animal.
We find nurturing and fulfillment
I'm
only in the arms of our fellow sisters.
Animal.
Communicating in a language born of love, not of hate.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Okay, and we're back, and Sherry's hormonal, and Renata seems to be fine so far.
I don't think she told me anything I didn't know already. I just didn't think it was a problem.
Okay, we got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes. You're
hey,
on the air.
James Marshall with Sherry Edwards.
Oh, yes, James. How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
We're
well,
good. How are you?
Besides having hormone problems, I'm good.
So?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't listening to the show. Sorry.
Okay.
I was busy calling in.
Okay.
I had to dial like 40 times. Sorry.
I see. Well, Sherry was on already, so you might want to listen to the replay later on today.
Oh, what time did she go on?
She went on about 20 minutes ago. Do you work with her?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so what can you tell us about the voice thing here, the bioacoustics?
Oh, it's phenomenal. One question, are we on air right now?
You are on the air, yes. If you don't care to be, that's fine. We'll let you go.
Oh, no, I want to be. No, that's
okay.
Fine. Thank you.
Sure.
No, I wasn't sure you picked up so quick this time.
Yeah.
She is phenomenal stuff, what she's done. I'm sure she didn't brag a lot, but she did something with a kneecap and grew a kneecap back that was completely shattered. And it's documented on x-rays, like hospital x-rays over months, and you just watch it come back. And that's impossible.
Really?
And yeah, she's got so much loud evidence that just it's miraculous, and it's like nobody even knows about it. And she doesn't really brag about it. It's
right.
Just, you know, I had a lot of trouble with health stuff like years ago. And I had surgeries. I had a really bad reaction to a medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had the medication in my system. And for years, because that's part of the problem, it doesn't come out. I had to have surgeries. All this stuff changed my life, and what happened was I became so toxic from being blocked up and from being in and out of the hospital so many times. I had metals in me, I had plastics, and all kinds of pharmaceuticals.
Right.
And I couldn't pull them out, and I kept dropping weight. And finally, I heard about Sherry through a different radio show, and I called her, and she basically saved my life because I kept dropping weight and gaining weight and dropping, and finally I dropped to like 112.
Wow.
And we didn't know what was going on, and I couldn't absorb food or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And she took a sound profile of me where we just talk into a microphone for like 45 seconds, and it reads everything out like you can't even believe it.
Really?
And
it'll
blow your mind, really. So she gave me a diet for that.
Yeah. How
and
did
she
you,
told me? What,
how did you find out about her and her ability?
I was listening to somebody I used to know did sound therapies, and he wasn't nearly as dialed in or hit or miss with them, but they were on the right track, mm-hmm. and they had helped me with something before,
right.
and it was with sound, and it did heal something. So I was like, "Wow, that took care of something." Wow.
Right.
So years looking getting one more. So I've been listening to this one particular talk show a lot, and I've heard her talking, and I understood the therapy she was talking about from a friend of mine, so I called her immediately,
because right.
I tried everything, I exhausted everything else, and we hooked up, and she helped me out.
Well, that's...
And managed to basically got my weight back up within, got my weight back up to, totally normal, survivable stuff.
Right.
Got me out of the room, so...
Yeah, well, you're definitely living proof that apparently it works, so that's it's good to know that someone actually benefits from this.
Had you been to a lot of doctors and that were misdiagnosing you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened was I had my lower removed, not to get, gross or whatever, and I was basically homebound and nutrition challenged, because basically everything's going right through you. You don't have a large intestine. Mm-hmm. And I was basically in a poison state, because what initially destroyed the large intestine was still in me. I couldn't chelate it out of me.
Mm.
That's where the weight loss was coming from. And with the sound therapy chelated... I'm still working on myself, but it chelated all the bad stuff out of me. I started putting weight on. She got me on a good diet, because when you do... all your diet stuff comes up, all of your lacking nutrition comes up, all your toxins comes up, everything. And what's interesting too is when you do a full profile, like for instance, if you took a certain antibiotic in the last month, but you had one in 5 years, that exact with the name brand on it will come, in your voice.
Really?
With the computer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Wow. Well, it definitely sounds interesting, James. We're talking to James Marshall, and he's commenting on Sherry Edwards that we spoke to a little while ago. And thank you so much for calling. It's been very interesting, very compelling.
Yeah, I have a website, too, I have a downloadable
sure.
situation where you can download it's about 10 minutes. It's music that Sherry and I worked on, where she put her tones in. We worked together to get the tones inside the music to get rid of, or I'm not supposed to say, certain words like heal and everything, but I just say relieve the flu, and it's mainly for the flu. And it's musicmanjimmy.com, and it's downloadable. It's about 10 minutes long. And it seems to be having a great effect on everybody. The frequencies that she gave me to put in there are working really, really well. I got rid of my wife's flu with it mm-hmm. within 2 hours. So
yeah.
it seemed to be effective. So
amazing. Well, we're gonna check out your site as well, James. Thank you so much for calling, and
thank you guys.
We're glad to hear you're healthy now.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Sure. Take care. Wow, that was unexpected.
Yeah.
But there you go. You see, maybe she's a mutant after all. I don't know.
But a good mutant, not a bad mutant.
Yeah. I mean, there's new things coming out all the time.
Yeah.
Go figure what's going on, I don't know.
I believe everything. Until you prove me wrong.
Yeah, everything you want to believe, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Why can't it be real?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If they do astrology and numerology, they probably can use your voice,
right.
too. I mean,
why
who
not?
Knows? Yeah.
I mean, they read. What else do they do?
Yeah.
I mean,
everything.
I mean, lie detector tests. They read your handwriting. They tell you. They can
right.
tell you personality by your handwriting.
Right.
So
right.
why can't
That's
they tell
true.
By your voice?
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Well, now that we've got that
all
settled.
All right. Okay. So you said you went to boot camp before you came here this morning?
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Well, tell us a little bit about this.
I got my ass kicked this morning.
Now, why would you go to boot camp? I mean, what is it, first of all?
It's fitness training.
Fitness training.
Fitness training. Yeah.
I see. Okay, so it has nothing to do with the military or bad behavior or anything.
No,
they
okay.
just treat you like that. Like,
yeah,
really?
Like they work your ass off.
They call it boot camp because you know in the military when you do your boot camp training, it's like, yeah, you're basically working your ass off. You know, you're getting grilled and you're doing a lot of running and people throw up from it and they're just, you know, it's how you get to your ultimate fitness level. So that's what boot camp is. You do it. With Teresa, she does it twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at like 7 o'clock in the morning, crack of dawn. I swear to God, I have not been up this early since I moved.
Really?
I probably haven't been up this early since high school.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So today was the first time you went?
Today was the first time that I went, and I am gonna feel
and
it.
They kicked
tomorrow.
Your ass, huh?
Yeah. Well, because I just got over this cold. Like I've still got a bit of a cold, and so. After, you know, the run, and then you run up a hill, I was like, I can do this. This is fine. And then suddenly everybody's passing me, and I'm slowing down as I'm going uphill. I was like, oh, my God, my chest is on fire. My chest is on fire. I'm, like, lagging behind everybody. And
it's
then,
crazy. I did it for a week, actually. Yeah. I tried boot camp, and then I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. And then, like, they get you doing, like, the push-ups and stuff, and you're like, yeah, sure, push-ups. No problem.
Well, because it's circuit. It's, like, one thing after another, and it's really, like, they're kicking your ass. They're like, go, and you'd stop, and then you'd feel like an idiot for, like, having to breathe.
Yeah, I totally blamed it. I was like, my chest hurts, coughing.
No, but I felt really healthy after it. I would have continued, but I just have like bad joints and stuff, so I realized it wasn't the healthiest. But it's better than being in a gym, like, and you're staring at a mirror.
Yeah.
Although staring at mirrors are fun, but
I hate staring at mirrors.
No, but being outside and, you know,
it's nice.
I have a great boot camp personal trainer friend. Can I plug him?
Sure.
It's velocitypersonalfitness.com. His name's Jeremy, and he was working all my friends out now, and he's super affordable here in LA. Mm. He's really, really good. You should try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like working out either. So.
All right. Well, you just work your mouth out and you're good.
Yeah, I won't be his first client.
Working out though, it's like I hate it when I'm doing it, but afterwards I'm like, damn, I should have done
feeling,
more.
Huh?
Yeah. Like,
it's the best
I'm definitely gonna go back with Trace. Like, she's right. Okay, I'm gonna plug her because it's tavfitness.com. She's incredible. Like, she came out here from, I think she was in San Diego before this, or maybe it was San Francisco, and she's from, I know the place.
Nowhere, Ohio.
No. Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio?
Somewhere like that.
Okay.
Boulder, Colorado. That's
okay.
Where it is.
That
I'm
sounds
like,
just like Columbus to me.
Remember, it had to do with rocks. But yeah, she's from Boulder, Colorado, and like she used to be a ballerina, and so she was like undernutrition and, you know, underweight, and then she's like, fuck that, I'm going to actually get in shape. And now she's ripped. Like, she comes onto the field, and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's totally like ripped and like, you know, she's talking to you while she's doing everything. And you're like, can you just shut up so I can breathe? God, I feel so out of shape now. But no, she's really fantastic. And it was.
So is my guy. Let's just fight.
Whatever. My girl can take on your guy. Whatever. I played rugby for 4 years, so I can take you on.
I'm sure you can.
That's like my only threat that I ever have to. I played rugby for 4 years in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were like a tomboy when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played baseball for 8 years. I was on the rep team. I played first base. But my coach hated me after a while, so she stopped putting me into the game.
Oh.
I would play one inning in left field. I don't know if you guys have ever watched girls softball.
No, never have.
Nothing goes to left field. You're lucky if it gets past first base, okay? Like, there was nothing
out there.
Oh,
you guys hit the balls.
Well, I was. See, that was the thing, is that she would never play me in the games. Because she hated me, and she would always put me as fourth batter. I was always the cleanup batter because I was the best batter on the team. Mm. And then I would get one inning in left field. I was like,
but
I
would
hate
you win the game for the team?
Sometimes, yeah. And I was also the cheering squad for the team.
Cool. Let's take a quick phone call, folks. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Tommy from New York.
New York.
You've been my nightmare.
Have you been stalking her?
No, just the idea of what they did to me. Yeah. I wake up in a cold sweat. I'm already getting red already.
Yeah, Tommy told us a little story about lesbians that he knows, and he got them to get each other off listening to our show. Oh, man. Well, you're wild, Tommy.
Tommy, I love you. This week.
Yeah, well, yeah, tell us about what you're going to do this weekend with those lesbians.
Because of the response from last week, I now am going into a foursome tomorrow. And imagine my surprise when I got a phone call a little earlier today telling me that they have developed something called Lesbian Twister.
Oh, sounds good to me.
The different colors are coordinated to different sexual positions and acts.
Uh-huh.
And
you're going to be there to watch.
Oh, I hope I'm going to be doing more than watching.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Come on, bring in the video camera.
Yeah, there you go.
Can we YouTube that later?
Go RedTube.
Can you just keep LA Talk Radio off?
Well, see, now that you're on the website, they can actually get the visual as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we'd like a visual of them. How's that?
Well, I can't really... One of them got all over me because she's a little bit younger, and even though I stressed to them, look, there are 3 billion Kellys in the country.
She's in the
as
closet.
As long as I didn't mention your last name.
Mm-hmm. I went through your friends list. I went through your friends list to see who's Kelly and who's Karen. I need to visualize myself who's getting off to me.
So Kelly's still in the closet then, apparently.
Yeah, I figured you were going to do that, you see.
You know, what's funny is since Tommy called in last week, he friend requested me on Facebook, and surprise. And so I'm like thinking about all these things that you said last week, and then I'm busy looking at pictures of your cat. And I'm like, somehow this doesn't really like relate in my head of who you are.
Well, that's the reason I was getting a kick out of yesterday with Sam with all the cat people, you see.
Oh, right.
Yeah, too many cat people.
Well, no, you know, I look at it a little bit differently. You know, it's better to have some pussy around than none at all.
There you
all
go. Right, there
well,
you go.
Now that makes sense why you have that posted. Well, four, so you're increasing.
Week, I have now. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying, so you're increasing women, it seems, each week now. Don't so we? You can send the well, check later.
Yeah. Now it's gone, since yesterday, it's gone from 4 to 6.
Really?
I have people I didn't know were bisexual or lesbians who are contacting me.
Yeah. So they're just calling you out?
Yeah, all the lesbians call Tommy.
Sam, we're starting a movement. Lesbian orgy movement.
Coast now.
Yeah.
A lesbian orgy movement. You can send us the check.
You should. You guys should do a live remote. That would be awesome.
I'll go on location.
Yeah, we can do it right in here. That's no problem.
Bring your girls here.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, there you go. So you're having a lot of fun up there in New York. That sounds good. Tommy, have you been ever been married?
No, I have never been married.
I wonder why.
I've always been in the mindset that. If it wasn't right, don't do it. I've been engaged 3 times.
Really?
And somebody up there gave me the blessing to open my eyes to see that it wasn't right, you know, and thank God I didn't.
Yeah.
I have this thing like you do, and I guess like Sherry does as well. If I'm in a relationship with somebody, then I'm completely monogamous. And if we're open-minded to having other people in, you know, with us, that's one thing.
Right.
But when you are talking about marriage and you have that idea in your mind that it's not right, or worst case, when you're actually having sex or making love to somebody and you're looking in their eyes and you know immediately that something's up, why do it? I mean, why put yourself through it? Why put potential children through it? It just doesn't make any sense,
right.
Not to me at least.
Right. I think
I've always believed that one person is out there that I can become a male whore for, you know?
There you go.
That's how I feel. Yeah. It's a female whore.
There you go.
Maybe it's you, Tommy.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. I think you just talked Sherry out of wanting to get married.
No, Sam, you've been doing that.
Oh, man.
So where can we get this Lesbian Twister?
Are you marketing it?
I don't know,
it?
But I'm thinking very seriously about copywriting it and contacting Milton Bradley like immediately.
Yeah, there
you
go. Because
it's an awesome idea.
Oh, Milton Bradley would love that.
And then they mentioned something else about that I had never thought about. They said next week is Lesbian Operation. And I was like, okay, what? Don't touch the sides. You know.
Well, Twister, I'm thinking like right tit red.
They're like, remove poker from ask.
So these girls have just made this up? These girls just created this on their own?
I have no idea. It was presented to me in such a manner that I damn near fell off my chair. Yeah.
You weren't going to question it.
I can't wait to see it.
I should have moved to New York, not LA. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, New York is when I had my good times, too. There's lots going on there. What part of New York are you in?
I'm just above the city, about an hour north of the city.
Okay.
And it's very serene up here. I live at the base of a mountain. And I like the peace and quiet, but I'm still close enough to the city that I can
become a skank whore.
Enjoy,
you know? You can get your skank horiness on in the city.
Yes, then I can become a completely different guy.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, we definitely love you. I mean, he writes me all the time, you know, and he takes his time also. And he's here to say that he likes me better than Howard Stern. I mean, what do you think of that? What do you think of them apples, man?
We're going to be starting a war now.
Remember what Acoustic Lady said? She said, you do like the accolades. Yeah, you feed off the ego.
I guess I do, yeah.
No wonder why he loves you, Tommy. Just keep feeding his ego. You're fine.
Yeah, Tommy, you're good for
my
ego.
You're doing good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So listen, man, have a great adventure. We want to hear a complete report.
Yes.
When you're done.
Step by step.
Leave me out of it.
Oh, no. I think I just hung up on him. Or something happened. He got
disconnected. Well, he's such a fan. He's probably still listening. Yeah. So have fun. Wear protection.
Yeah.
Bye, dental Tommy. Nams.
And trim your nails.
Yeah, that
trim
too.
Trim your nails?
Well, he likes trimming nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he... probably, yeah.
What
so
about you? I mean, have you tried it with women before? I think quite
a few. Remember,
your
parents
aren't
listening.
No,
it's
my
okay.
parents. I'm gay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm pretty freaking gay.
Right.
Like.
But you were talking about a guy and his appendage and stuff, so
I wasn't always
sure.
gay.
Oh,
no.
You weren't always.
I actually had a lot of issues with coming out
really?
For a long time. Yeah.
Really?
And
well, we can discuss all that when we come back from the break.
All right.
Yeah, we just open up.
I'm pulling my dress up.
The whole boob can. I'm a boob girl. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Oh, good thing I have a big ass.
I think she thinks you're delicious. All right, we'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Okay, and we're here with Renata, and she's got...
She's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian. So this is the lesbian segment of the show.
Which I'm super excited about. Well, we were just talking about on break, lesbian twister, because she wants Tommy to send it to her.
Yeah, yeah. I want the lesbian twister.
But then I just realized that it's just really a bunch of naked girls playing Twister. And then I thought, it's like, I was telling her, it's like drinking games. Like, I don't understand why you need to play a game to, like, have a drink or get it on. Just do it.
Yeah. Just point to a bunch of, like, you, let's go.
On my face. Come on.
Well, people like to play, you know?
That's true.
So I was going to actually ask you, because you mentioned the baseball and the tomboy and stuff, so I thought, there's got to be
like
a lesbian
a
there somewhere.
She's such a dyke.
Again, we're not stereotyping.
Not at all.
No. But with the piercing and the tattoos, you know, I mean, you're starting to realize.
Yeah.
So,
I thought it was because she was staring at my tits.
No, your tits were staring at my eyes.
Okay, fair enough.
Get it right.
They have that problem. They're whores, too.
I almost got a shirt made like that in Vegas, and it said, "Can you please ask your tits to stop staring at my eyes?"
That's
and I was
awesome.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. You should market that.
I know,
might steal that from
good.
You.
No. As long as I get to wear it, you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I'm staring at her tits, so that's fine. We have a circle.
Where
here.
Did those come
better
from?
Better than mine.
Well, I can't see Sherry's from here.
You can't see mine from anywhere.
Yeah,
mine don't exist.
I can see yours. I see the nipples and everything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I love that.
The whole no bra.
I love
thing.
That.
I feel like my dad. I'm hanging out with my dad being gross.
You know, when you don't have boobs big enough to support a bra, why bother wearing one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. And that's what men like, so.
Yeah.
But you don't give
that's
a shit
what
about
I care
men.
About.
Yeah. She could. I just realized what I said. You know? She couldn't care
like,
less.
Why isn't she biting back? Yeah. Because she likes pussy.
Yeah, I see, okay.
I hate that word, by the way. I never say it.
Yeah, no,
ever.
It's okay. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of women don't like it.
I hate it. I can only use it, like, in the bedroom when I'm getting it on, but right. Otherwise I think it's the grossest word. I say vajayjay or
vajayjay?
Cooter. Vajayjay?
Vajayjay?
Yeah, vagine.
Oh my god, vajayjay.
It's an Oprah thing.
Got my vajayjay. There was actually a girl, I think she was a dyke back in Vancouver, and her nickname was vajayjay.
Really?
She gave it to herself.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. I was like, why would you nickname yourself vagina? Like, seriously.
Is that not offensive to you to use the word dyke? Are you offended by that now?
No, not at all.
All right, you fucking dyke.
Actually, my sister was saying, I guess that there was some guys talking at a restaurant one day, and they were like, oh, well, you know, like, what are we supposed to call them? Like, lesbian, blah, blah, blah. And my sister walked up to the table, and she was like, my sister prefers dyke. You can call them that if you want. It's just, it's just the word, you know? Like, that's my whole thing with people. Always like, oh, don't you get offended? I'm like, no, it's just a word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but you never know. Some people take it, you know, to extremes, so you just never want to offend anybody.
Yeah, no. Yeah. My friends and I back in Vancouver are like, you fucking dyke.
Yeah.
Like, why you got to be such a dyke over there?
No, I'm not easily offended either. I'm at bars, and people are like, what's your name again? I'm like, bitch or whore, we're fine.
What do you want it to be?
I wonder why I can't find a serious relationship.
Yeah, there you go. Because he won't say pussy.
No, I do when we're fucking. I'm not going to be like, fuck my vajayjay.
Oh my god, you should try that next time.
Yeah.
I think they'd run out of the room.
Yeah. Like, I want you in my vajayjay, baby.
God.
They're not running anywhere, believe me. If you say that, they're staying right there.
Like, okay. Guys are not hard to please.
No, not at all.
Even why do I try so hard?
Yeah.
I work so hard, they don't even really need any of that.
Seriously, like beer and naked.
There you go.
They're content. Yeah. That's it.
Maybe that's my problem. I keep my clothes on.
Yeah, see, I just pull them over. I kept telling my boss, my old boss, she was like, I don't know what to get my boyfriend for his birthday. And I was like, seriously, you need to give him a back rub and a blowjob. And she's like,
B&B.
What? I was like, I'm like, you need a B&B. And that's how I call it. I'm like, you need to give him a B&B. And she's like, you want me to take him out for bed and breakfast? I'm like, no. Back rub and a blowjob. Like, that's all he needs. And she's like, well, should I go over here and buy this? I'm like, no. Seriously. He needs a back rub and a blowjob.
You know,
that's it.
That's another thing to be marketed. Like, instead of having, like, bed and breakfasts, like, you could be like a whorehouse and call them B&Bs. Back rubs and blowjobs.
Back rubs and blowjobs.
A bunch of girls there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Guys would love it. Yeah. Girls would love it.
So, but lesbianism is not only about sex, obviously, and stuff.
No.
Did you realize you were at an early age?
Yes.
How early? Very
oh,
early.
It's kind of always been. I've always known. Everybody's always known.
Yeah. And you played with your girlfriends and stuff like that in an early age?
When I was really little, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you knew there was an attraction there, like, you felt it, kind of.
Oh, yeah. I always had, like, girl crushes and. I had a huge crush on Angelina Jolie. Oh my God.
Really?
I think everybody does.
So, I mean,
straight women have. But I also had, you know, her first girlfriend. She was in the movie Foxfire. She's an Asian model. Mm-hmm. Really skinny, super, super dykey looking, super, super hot. I had a huge crush on her, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So, okay, so I forget what I wanted to ask, but we'll go into something else. But, no, so you realize that, so, I mean, but you were sexually obviously pretty like, not active, I mean, not at a young age, but you were thinking about it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, so you realized you weren't attracted to boys and stuff. I mean, did that, like, stress you out and stuff?
Actually, no, I was. I was attracted to boys, but I was attracted to the very feminine boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To the gay ones.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who didn't know they were gay at the time.
Yeah, like, a lot of the guys that I dated were very, like, they were pretty.
Really?
You know, like, they were the, or else, you know, if I was in high school and I was dating the boys, it was like, they were the ultimate boys, because everybody made fun of me for being a lesbian in high school, and I'm from Kelowna, and I grew up in a little area called Rutland, and it was called Rutland Slutland, and,
I'm moving.
It's a great place, I love it. But, you know, it's not acceptable there to be gay. At all.
Yeah.
And so people used to make fun of me a lot in high school, and I was like, I'm not a lesbian, and, you know, like,
wow, that's terrible, huh?
Yeah, it was really, right. It was really,
it's very
bad.
Traumatic. I would say.
Like, but how old were you when you first, like, knew that, you know, you were just looking at girls differently or had the crush? Were you really young?
Yeah.
And, like, did you know that it was, you know, not the norm? Like, did you hide it, or it was just seemed
Yeah. No, I was the first. It's going to sound really bad. I hope my mom's not listening to this part, because her and I haven't talked about this since it happened.
Now.
Well, maybe it's time.
She'll bring you closer.
I just keep forgetting to mention it to her, but I kind of got caught with a friend of mine when I was like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
3 times. Apparently didn't learn our lesson. And so it was just a really bad thing, and it was like, I knew, and then it was like, okay, that's bad. Like, don't do that, don't do that. And then, you know, in high school, you start playing Spin the Bottle, and girls start kissing girls, and I was like, yeah, I'll kiss you.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, and then, and then
no.
It was just never.
No, I meant her was thinking about it.
So, yeah, and then it was just like, you know, over time, it was like, yeah, whatever. Like, I always knew that I didn't care one way or another. I was like, yeah, guy, girl, whatever. It's about the person. Mm-hmm. And then one night when I was sleeping, like, this was with Robert, my old roommate, the 100-pound penis man. I'm still going to have to tell him that I just referred to him, and then be like, Robert, go listen to this. You'll love it.
I'm sure he won't mind at all.
This is actually his pride and joy, is that because when he was living with me, he was too tall to sleep on the couch, and I was in a one-bedroom apartment, so we would just sleep in the bed together. And I was sleeping, and his leg rubbed up against me. I actually woke up from my sleep, and I was like, oh my God, hairy leg. Oh God, I am so gay. Like, that was it. And I haven't gone back to guys since then. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, he literally turned you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, funny. He was always like, wow, that's odd. I told him that when he was drunk one night, and he's like, thanks. And I just saw his ego go like, jeep. I was like, but aww, you still have a really big penis. So, yeah. It just doesn't work for me. Though.
So, were you sexually active during high school and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Rutland Slutland.
Yeah, I see. Well, I don't know. You know?
Had that name for a reason.
Yeah.
I was. Had, you know, the boyfriends. And
you mentioned that picking on you. I mean, did you deal with that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was, my whole family did. My oldest sister was known as the goth dyke bitch.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome.
Really? Square family.
She totally lived it up, yeah. And then my other sister, she was known as being a lesbian as well. And then I heard that there was rumors going around the school that I was a lesbian. And so, you know, I was asking my friends who were supposed to be my best friends. And I remember going up to this one girl, and I was like, hey, did you hear a rumor that I was a lesbian? She's like, no, but I heard that you were bisexual. And I was like, oh, well, did you tell people it's not true? And she was like, no. Like, you're a cunt. That's awesome. But then another friend of mine was sitting in the foyer one day, and she came across these, like, grade 10s who, I didn't even know these grade 10 girls, and they were apparently talking about me and how I was a lesbian. And so she goes up to them, and she's like, are you talking about her? And they're like, about her being a lesbian? And the girls are like, yeah, you know, she's in grade 12. And she's like, yeah, do you know her? And they were like, no. She's like, then shut the fuck up.
Good.
I was like, yes, good. Thank you, Courtney. You're amazing.
We used to have this girl in high school that was constantly like calling every girl lesbian, and uh-huh. come to find out later, she was the one.
Yeah. Huh? That's always the way.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, I mean, but was it easy for you to discover the other girls that were gay in your school as well?
Oh, yeah. So they're like a secret code? I mean, like, I always wonder, like,
As far as I know, there weren't really a lot of other gay girls that I went to school with. Mm. Oh, no, that's not true. My current roommate. We were best friends in high school, and I always told her she's amazing. Like, yeah. I always told her that she was gay.
Yeah.
And she was always like, what? No, I'm not. And I was like, no, seriously, dude, you're gay. And now we joke around about it. She's like, hey, remember back in high school you used to tell me that I was a lesbian? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you were right. I'm like, I know. But I swear to God, it was like her and I. That was it.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you hang out mostly with lesbians now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because you feel comfortable there in that circle.
Well, it's just, you know, I hang out with a lot of people. Like, I had a lot of friends. Well, I don't hang out with a lot of people down here because I don't know anybody down here because I've lived here for a month. I'm like, I've got 3 friends. It's awesome.
How long have you lived here?
A month and a half.
Really?
Maybe. Where are
you
living?
Just moved.
I live in West Hollywood.
Me too.
Really? We can be friends.
I'm straight.
Awesome. I need straight friends. Yeah.
So far, you are.
Everybody's straight with a little bit of curves.
I know. Give me another month on the show. I'll be like, I love women.
No, it's definitely easier to hang out with lesbians, mm-hmm. I find. Although it's really, sometimes it's harder because it's like somebody new comes into the group and all of a sudden you're like the fresh meat and everybody pounces and it's like, oh, well, you're a lesbian and I'm a lesbian, so maybe there's something there, but is it just like a friendship vibe or is it more than that? And it's like there's not a lot of friends of mine back in Vancouver that I never had. Well, no, I didn't hook up with a lot of my friends. I don't do that at all.
You're not me.
But there's not a lot of people who I haven't had a crush on.
Right.
And like my friend Kristen and I, she's one of my closest friends. She's amazing girl. And it's like, we'll just sit around and like shoot the shit. And we talked about it one day and we're like, it's amazing. We've never had a crush on each other. There's never been any sort of attraction between us.
Mm.
And you know, like girls when you're friends, hot. You get attracted to them.
Yeah.
Well, friends doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know, when you have guy friends, I think there's always some sort of something there.
Oh yeah. I mean, I always say, you know, there's no real friendship between a man and a woman. You know, eventually there's always one that
between
wants to have sex.
And a gay woman or a gay woman and a straight man, there's good friendship.
Yeah, that's true, but not straight.
I think the only men that I have not hooked up with out of my friends are the gay ones. But they're
still
my friends.
That's surprising, though, because gay men tend to like to make out with straight girls.
Yeah, but I've just learned not to do it. Doesn't mean they haven't tried.
It doesn't get it very far.
I'm like, this is just going to be a waste of time. I just go to the gay bars with them so I can meet the straight guys that go.
Yeah.
What straight guys go to a gay bar?
Oh, they totally
do. The ones
that
go with the lesbians, probably.
No.
The lesbian friends.
No, they go there because they know that there's a lot of straight girls there that go because they hang out with their gay friends and also because they feel safe there.
Right.
And the
men kind
of swoop in, the straight guys.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. But they get picked up on by guys, no?
Not really. My gay guy friends know other straight guys there and you don't even, approach them.
Because I know they're attracted to straight guys, too.
A lot of them are,
Yeah, but those are, just like anyone that's insecure and low self-esteem, you're going to come on to everybody and not care,
Yeah, and there's always a gaydar. Like, I've had a gaydar my whole life, Somebody you're gay. You're so gay. You just kind of know, and then you just kind of go. And it can be surprising sometimes where you're like, oh, really? You're gay?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta say, LA lesbians, I love them. I love them because they look like
she realized
girls.
That in just 1 month.
Because they're not really lesbians.
They
they're
look
like
girls.
No, really? They're straight girls that just want to get it on their hot, and they're just like, men love this, or this is kinky.
Well, no, not even that, but they're like the actual, like the lesbians, they're girly. Mm. Like up in Vancouver.
And that's what you like? You like feminine girls?
I just like girls.
I see. Okay, so you'll take a butch too.
Not like a Bull Dyke butch, but like, I mean, one of my...
But a Diesel Dyke one, maybe.
No. What does that mean?
The ones whose necks are like as thick as your thigh.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Those are the Diesel Dykes.
Huh, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. No more, like, I've dated like the androgynous girls.
Yeah.
One of my exes, super, super androgynous, like beautiful girl, like everybody absolutely loved her. She's amazing. She's still one of like the most amazing people that I've ever gotten to know, and I'm like, I'm so glad that she's in my life. But like, everybody loved her, but she could be mistaken for a boy a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I used to be mistaken for a boy a lot as well. Yeah, it was really funny, because that's just how it is up in Vancouver, though. Like, everybody looks, like, you look like a dyke.
Right.
You know, and if you don't look like a dyke, then everyone's then like, you're not really a lesbian. Yeah. They're like, that's just kind of how it is up there. But, like, down here, oh, my God, you go to, like, truck stop or anywhere, I'm like, girls, they're girls and they're beautiful, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with myself.
It's like paradise here for you.
Oh, it totally is. I'm like, yeah, it's
you made the right move.
I so made the right move.
Yeah, this is where you need to find them, right here.
Yeah, like, just gorgeous. Like, there was one girl who I met, and she looks like Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Yeah, she's absolutely stunning.
You should have brought her in.
I knew you were going to say that.
She'd probably be interested in coming. She's actually, she's a really, really intelligent girl. Like, we're friends, and she's
just... He doesn't care about her intelligence.
You can check her out on Facebook.
You never know. I like brain fucking, too.
No, like, she's done so much in her life. Like, she's managed musicians, and she's gotten a lot of, like, really big artists to where they are, and she's been amused for it. Like, she's just a really, really cool girl.
Do you think your gaydar makes you a mutant?
Yes, I'm a mutant. I'm going to take off this suit after, and you're going to see my little lesbian vibe coming out.
Because I've been told today that I have hormone problems, and I'm curious if I look like a lesbian to you.
Do you look like
I'm giving
a
her the eye now. Like, do I look like...
Look how long my tongue is. Do I look like a lesbian?
I've always been told that I should be one.
These are my hands. Look how long my fingers are.
I keep my nails down.
Okay, wait. Well, here's the test. Okay, put your hand on the table.
I'm nervous.
Okay, no. Look at your hand. Look at your nails.
They look like boys.
No. Just like, actually, like, look at your nails.
Okay.
I see, you're straight.
Because I went like that?
Yeah. If you look at your hands straight like that, if you look at them with your palms in, then you're dyke.
Oh, really?
That's
amazing.
That's what the L word taught me.
Really?
Now, is that scientific?
Oh, yeah. It's totally scientific. I'm going to be getting my scientist going, and it's going to be like, you know, we're going to just look at how people look at the hands, and it's going to go into, like, the nail structure. And
right on.
Yeah. I think it'll probably stop wars. that's what I'm aiming for.
It's a good goal in life.
I'm going to make world peace. Huh?
Hey.
One gay at a time.
You could do that, and I'm like, my motto is changing the world one smile at a time.
There you go.
And you're one gay at a time. It's awesome.
Oh, I need to send you this little thing that my mom sent me once.
Is it trying to destroy my hope too?
No, it's this little cartoon thing that you'd probably actually really like, and it says, it's something along the lines of, like, always remember that it takes one... Oh, it's something about, like, bitch slapping the motherfucker upside the head.
You know, that just sounds
fun. That's a great punchline.
Yeah.
I know. Too bad we don't know the beginning.
It's something about, like, remember that it takes this many muscles to smile, but... Oh, yeah, that's right. Is it always remember that when somebody frowns, it takes this many muscles to smile, but it takes this many muscles to reach your arm out and bitch slap the motherfucker
upside
the
head. Yeah, there you go.
Something like that. It was a good one. My mom had good ones like that. Yeah.
So what do you like to do when you have sex and stuff? I mean, what? It's an innocent question.
I woke up today
I
going...
I need to call my parents right now and be like, I lied. Don't listen to that radio show.
I woke up today going, we're having a voice expert on today. I was like, the show is going to be so different. I'm so excited.
And then the gay comes in.
No, Sherry, we have segments.
This is the lesbian section of it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, because I'm such a prude. You know, and sex talk.
Any lesbian knowledge that anybody needs to get, and, like, I don't mean... Okay, lesbian porn, there's some good... Dana Dane does amazing
I watch a lot of lesbian porn.
Do you ever watch Dana Dane stuff?
No, I don't learn their names. I don't learn anyone's names.
No, she's the director.
Because then I'm a freak.
She's the director. She actually produces it. Okay. Yeah, right. She does good lesbian porn.
Oh, so it's lesbian real. Porn. I mean, for lesbians, right? Not the stuff that they make for men.
Yeah, you know, where the women come out with, like,
porn,
with nails that are, like, 4 inches long, and you're like, dude, nobody is coming near me with those. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen, okay? Yeah. And, you know, they kiss with their tongues, and I'm like, no, we don't kiss like that. I'm sorry.
You don't? Lesbians don't kiss with tongue?
No. Well, with tongue, but not just tongue. Yeah. Our mouths touch as well.
Oh, right. Yeah. Gotcha.
You know how you have to remember it's for the camera, though, you know, so that's why they do it. Yeah.
I know, but it's just not attractive.
It's not real.
It's like, it's dumb.
Yeah. I don't really kiss. I just bite.
You just
sorry, bite. I just looked at me. I'm like, I bite tongues.
Really? Bite tongues.
So she bites tongues.
That's a little Silence of the Lambs, but
I mean, I'm not chewing them off.
The lotion
my
on
blood
the
skin. Coming down.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Somebody ever say
sitting
something
in the corner doing that after. It puts the lotion on the skin.
Okay, let's go back to sometimes I say stuff. I'm like, why did you?
Because your mouth moves faster than your brain.
It totally does. My mom always used to say to me, think before you speak.
Yeah, right.
I haven't learned that yet.
No, you did it the other way.
Okay, so back to lesbian porn.
Oh, yeah. No, well, like, you know, a lot of people are like, well, how do lesbians talk? Okay, I'm going to clear this up for the record. Mm-hmm. I don't know any lesbians that scissor. Okay.
Oh, really? I was just going to ask you about this because, yeah.
I'm
I mean,
sorry.
It sounds like,
I'm
I mean, it looks like the most,
this.
Really, they don't scissor like
unless
this?
There's like a dildo involved.
In between,
there is
right?
No scissoring. Really? I'm sorry. Like,
why, is it not fun? It's not enjoyable.
Does it look enjoyable?
I just picture thighs
know.
Getting in the way.
Like,
you have to like, get
I think
okay,
lick
honey,
to lick would
gonna,
be pretty
like,
enjoyable.
We're just going to like balance ourselves here and okay, yeah, like thrust into me while you're on all fours on your back. Like, no.
And then hit the right exact spot.
Oh, yeah. You know?
You're like, I'm watching Sam's dream just get burst
yeah.
right now.
I mean, I'm thinking clit to clit here, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
it doesn't
called
happen.
Humping. You just do the dry humping.
I see, okay.
Yeah, the only time I've
it's
ever...
It's like deflating in front of me. I'm like, sorry.
Not really. I mean, I'm learning new things all the time.
The only time that I've ever heard of scissoring being successful was when my best friend and her friend did it fully clothed on stage. Mm. There was some competition going on. They were like, okay, whoever can give us the best sex position is going to get free drink tab for the rest of the night. And they had been talking about scissoring before that, and so they kind of like gave each other the nod, and her friend ran up on stage, and my best friend Natalie actually like ran, and they slid into each other's crotches, basically,
really?
In the scissoring position, and everyone's like, hey, you win! And they got the bar tab. That's the only time I've ever heard of scissoring happening with lesbians.
I like that your friends had it all planned out. They just had to give each other the nod,
oh, yeah.
And then they knew they were scissoring.
Yeah.
Who planned that?
Ah, if you met my best friend, you'd understand.
My friends and I give the nod, and we have like a shot.
Yeah, no, she does that too. Well, they had to do the scissoring to get to the shot.
Oh, gotcha.
So she's Scottish. So, you know, she'll do whatever it takes to get to the alcohol.
We talked about this the other day, and now since you're with a lot more women than we probably are, does squirting really exist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It is does. It pee or is it?
No,
okay.
It's not.
You're saying it like you squirt.
No.
Okay.
No.
So it doesn't come out of the urethra. It comes out of the actual vagina, of the cervix, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
See, I kind of knew that, but I think a lot of porn, they just fake it. Though.
Yeah, in the porn, they fake it. And so,
how do you fake it?
Well, they
special
just pee,
effects.
I think. Yeah.
They just pee. Okay, honey, I'm going to pee on you now.
Here's 5 gallons of water.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
That's another thing. You can put water in there and then just push it out later, right?
There's somebody behind with the...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, see, one thing that I think that lesbians are much better at than guys, no offense to the guys out there, but... Guys tend to forget that G-spots really exist.
Mm. Well, because it's hard.
Good thing.
Yeah, I mean, because for the most part, it's hard to find or, I don't know, whatever.
Oh, it
you
is
know?
Not
no,
hard
not.
To find.
No.
No,
so, well, okay, so, I mean, let's
you
say I found
just got to put
it.
A little effort in there.
No, I did, but, you know.
It's 2 inches
it
up to the
happen.
Front.
That's what I thought. So, yeah. I mean, I don't get that kind of a reaction.
Maybe you're not big enough.
Well, you try with
well,
your
no,
fingers,
yeah.
right?
See, yeah, I know. Yeah, no, it's got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents so cannot listen to this.
I got
sorry, it. Mom and Dad.
You'll get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody goes through the same thing in this chair. Don't
I'm surprised
worry about
that
it.
My sisters haven't called in yet and been like, actually. Yeah.
Are your sisters lesbians, too?
No.
Okay.
No. One of them, they've both tried.
With you?
Come on.
That's, so
that's a little
no.
gross.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm over the line.
Yeah.
No, my one sister, she tried, and she's like, it's just not for me. And my other sister has had a girlfriend. She's pansexual, but...
She's what?
Pansexual.
Oh, and you said pound sexual.
She's pound sexual.
I'm like, me too.
Whoever wants to pound her, she's in for it. I'm sorry, Tamara, I love you.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means that you're basically attracted to the person, not the sex.
I see.
So,
oh,
like,
wow.
You're not going to judge it. Because a lot of times when people are bisexual, they're like, oh, I'm going to... Not a lot of times, but, you know, it's like, I like this in a guy or I like this in a girl. Mm-hmm. Whereas... For pansexual people, it's like, I like this in a person.
Mm.
And so she doesn't really care if it's a guy or a girl, but,
right.
You know, she mostly dates men, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's because
she just likes what's in their pants better. Yeah,
she needs the cock.
Women are so emotional to date.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a total dude when it comes to dating. Like, I don't want to talk about my feelings every 5 minutes.
Right.
You cheat on me, too, is what you're saying.
I couldn't cheat on you because I don't date.
Oh, okay. You're a dude. You're definitely a dude.
I know. I'm a total dude. It's so funny. And, like, yeah.
What do you mean you don't date? What does that mean?
I don't.
You don't meet people?
I meet people.
Yeah. She just wants to bang.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I see. So you're not looking for any relationship or anything.
Trust me, women bang.
Okay. Right.
I don't. I'm not so good with relationships. Mm. My longest relationship ever in my life was 8 months, and it was a non-relationship where we were able.
That's interesting because I know lesbians sometimes stay for a long time together, gay guys too.
U-Haul.
Right? Yeah.
It's like, oh, I love you. It's been 4 days. I'm totally in love with you. Let's move
get a
in
cat.
And
yeah.
marry.
I've heard the same thing before.
No, I run away from that.
Really?
I U-Hauled once with my ex, and it was just kind of a funny joke between us because her roommate had kicked her out for.
Out? There it is.
Out.
Yeah. You just
no doubt about it. out. How do you guys say it?
Out.
Out.
Out. Okay, sorry. I pick up accents.
It's cute. Yeah.
I wish that there was video right now because your face when you say out is amazing. It just like drops me like
out.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But now her roommate had kicked her out. Uh-huh. Is that better? Is that more American?
Kind of.
Okay. So yeah, it turned out that her roommate had a huge crush on her and she was totally straight and freaked out over it. It was really funny. But Jen moved in with me for 4 days because I was like, well, I've got a truck and I've just moved into my place. You can store your stuff in my place for a couple days until you figure it out. And we had been dating for maybe like a week or two at this point. Mm-hmm. And so she moved in for 4 days and then we're like, okay, time to go. And then we always joke, we're like, hey, remember that time that we U-Hauled? That was awesome. And that's the closest that I've ever come to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
So you just do it for the sex, right? You don't have
No, not at all.
You like the closeness and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm the kind of person, like, I don't even need to have sex in a relationship. Like, it's fun.
You right. seem like you're in love with all your friends.
Yeah.
No, you do. Like, the way you talk about them, like, you all, you brighten up, like, someone's in love, because you're like, they're amazing.
My friends are amazing.
I think you're secretly in love with all of them.
I love them dearly, just not queerly.
Okay.
There's a few of them that I totally absolutely adore. My friend Morgan, I talk with her all the time. She's amazing. We're just big ridiculous dorks together, but she knows, like, everybody knows, like, I don't date, and I'm always very straight up with it too. Like, if I get involved, like, I get involved with people, but I'm just gonna, you know, I'll be like, well, just so you know, we're not gonna get married, and I'm not gonna be your girlfriend, and I'm gonna be seeing other people at the same time. And
don't you want to, like, have someone that you can just go right?
Hang on a second, let me take a quick phone call because we're almost out of time here, and they're trying to
had
call.
A funny joke.
Good morning, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
My kitty, yes.
Did you see how many sticks I brought today?
We can't hear anything you're saying, man. What, you're calling from a cell phone and it sucks. Hello?
Did you see how many sticks I brought today?
How many sticks you brought?
I don't know. I can't hear anything he's saying. Okay, anyway, back to your question.
Well, now it's over.
So, bring it back to the moment. Bring it back to the moment.
It's in the moment. Cute.
Oh, well, we tried, you know.
No, I was just... You don't have a desire to have that closeness with someone? Jump on the back of a motorcycle with her?
I have that closeness with my friends.
Yeah.
I have that with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, my friends... I've always been, like, very much a friends first.
Mm.
You know... Chicks before dicks, bros before
hoes. Yeah, my friends
hate
me for that reason.
You know, like,
I date.
Yeah, no, I hate to be that person that, like, disappears. And and it's just not something that, like, I mean, I just moved down to LA. I'm getting things going down here right now. There's been points in my life where I'm like, okay, maybe it's time to start dating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm just not at that point, and I just...
Yeah, I don't feel the need.
Yeah.
And especially when you move to a new place, you want to be open to meet a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And honestly, my roommate, she's got an amazing relationship with her girlfriend, and they're so cute, and I'm like, okay, you guys are enough couple for me. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And she's coming up here to stay for, like, for the next month, so it's like, Yeah, no, I'm good to see that. I don't need anything.
You're still
else.
Young though, kind of too. So it's not like
kind of. You're still kind of young. I am young, damn it.
Okay, people think I'm 19. Because I get called a cougar, I got to make everybody else feel bad.
No, you're not a cougar. You're not a cougar until you're 45.
All right. Yeah. I've got 20 more years to go.
There you go. There's your answer.
You can still be a cougar in training.
I know. I don't really want to really attach cougar to my name at all.
No? Okay.
All right. She wants to be normal.
The closest I come to being like a feline is the Leo in me.
Oh, yeah. Leo. Yeah, I'm a Leo. Yeah.
You're a Leo, you said?
I'm a Leo.
That's why we get along.
Yep.
Except just don't steal the spotlight from me. We'll be fine.
There you go. There you go.
I'm a mild Leo, though.
Okay.
I don't like big attention being drawn to me. A bunch of my friends, when I was leaving Vancouver, they were like, we're going to have a going away party for you. And I was like, hell no.
Yeah, nope. That's like me. I don't like attention at all.
I just leave. Yeah. I just leave. Yeah.
Well, if you both hook up, let me know. I want to be the fly on the wall.
We'll send you pictures.
Good. You don't know what the vision of two pussies together does to a man.
But I know what it does to me. Gag.
Actually, I could probably say that I do know what it does to a man. Hi. Gay.
And ask Tommy. He knows too. Yeah.
All right, folks. We're out of time. Renata, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You've been amazing. And final question I wanted to ask is, do you guys use toys and stuff? I mean, like strap-on? I mean, do you need to have like a phallic thing there?
You don't need to.
You don't need to.
But it's fun.
It's fun. You like that. Yeah.
It's fun.
So you still understand the importance of a cock. You just don't want a real one.
Yeah.
She just doesn't want the man attached to it.
Yeah, the man attached to it.
Or the
hair and the stench.
The stuff that comes out of it. And
I see. You're definitely a dyke.
I know, yeah. Right? Although I will say I had a boy crush recently.
Did you really?
Yeah. Wow. I had a really big crush on him. And actually,
Clay Aiken?
No. No, he was a real boy. Oh, okay. He's very cute. I still think he's very cute. But actually, the girl who I'm hanging out with right now, see, I say hanging out because I don't date, but she was like, I think you guys would be really cute together. I'm like, why are you telling me this? Seriously. Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. But yeah, no, boys are still okay. I just don't want anything below their belt.
Yeah.
They have, cool. Cootie, they have cooties. That's understandable. Cooties down there.
Yeah.
Cooties.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If not fleas or who knows what
crabs.
Else. Crabs.
I don't want to know what else.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for coming
thank
in. Do you want people
me.
To find you anywhere? Or you want to plug anything? Do you have a website?
Do you want to plug anything?
Actually,
a butt plug, yeah.
RenataFreeland.com. RenadaFreeland.com.
Cool.
I'm a hairdresser. I work at Barracuda. I'm a good hairdresser. I've been doing it for a long time.
Sounds
come
cool
see
to me.
Me. I need clients.
And she has her way with women.
Yes, yes, I do. Oh, and check out fembot.com as well. It's my roommate. She's a DJ. DJ Fembot. F-E-M-B-O-T. She will rock your socks.
Sounds good.
She's awesome. Amazing. And she's a total babe.
All right. Total babe. What the hell am I doing here?
Hanging out with me.
That's not what I meant. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Sherry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.